Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Let's Talk Surgery podcast for RCS Ed. I, as always, am your host, Gregory Akata, colorectal surgeon up north in Edinburgh. Welcome back from our summer break. Over the last 4 weeks, the podcast has been on a summer holiday to recharge, and a lot has happened in that time. So, on this episode, we'll bring you some updates on what has happened in the time we've been away, but also what to look forward to in the coming weeks. Biggest news in that time has been the appointment of a new president, Professor Rowan Parkes, who's the previous vice president of the Royal College of Surgeons of Edinburgh, is the new president-elect and will take up office in November 2022. Rowan Parkes is a good friend of the podcast and has been an avid supporter of this podcast since its inception, and we look forward to hearing from him in future about his ambitions and hopes for his term as president. We'll bring you that episode later in the year once he's had a chance to get his feet under the table. Along with that came the appointment of two vice presidents, also friends of the podcast, Tim Graham, consultant a surgeon down in Birmingham, and Claire McNaught, consultant colorectal surgeon, who's the current honorary secretary of the college, both complete the president and his vice presidents for the next 3 years. As is customary, the president has a triennial conference where the vision for the future and the direction of the college under that presidency is highlighted and discussed. And I have offered Rowan my services to plan his triennial, as he did for the outgoing president, Mike Griffin. Hope he takes me up on that, and I'll keep reiterating it to him. In other news, Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, Duke of Edinburgh, and Duke of Rothesay, who has recently been announced as a patron of the Royal College of Surgeons of Edinburgh, visited the college back in June, when he previewed the RCSET COVID-19 sculpture, which is being created by Kenny Hunter, a renowned sculptor at the Edinburgh College of Art. The memorial will be cast in bronze later this year. We can't wait to see the finished product, a tribute to the men and women of our frontline and healthcare professionals who worked incredibly hard and continue to do so over the COVID-19 pandemic and through their recovery period. Also, as this is August, there's the good old changeover where surgical trainees come and go, others continue. We will have new trainees who have come into higher surgical training from core training and new core trainees who have come from their foundation year. We wish them the best as they go through their surgical training program. It's important to remember that the college has lots of resources, events, courses that you can access as members of the college. Coupled with that, we have those at the end of their training who will go on to embark on new careers as consultant surgeons, myself included, and I wish all the first-year consultants, not just in surgery, but in other specialties, the best as we progress to the next stage of our careers, either doing fellowships or taking up consultant posts. It's important to remember that the learning doesn't stop, and the college continues to be here to support us, both through our profession development, but also the Younger Fellows Group, which if you haven't heard about, there's more information available on the college website, and we will hopefully be speaking to of the committee members in the coming weeks in a bid to learn a bit more about what they have to offer, but also some of the nuanced challenges and opportunities available to younger consultants. And over the next few months, we also hope to bring you some new and exciting series and episodes of the podcast. Over the next week, we will see the conclusion of the Faculty of Perioperative Care series, with the final episode brought to you at the end of the week with Bhuvana, who is an inspirational surgical care practitioner down south. We'll also speak to some authors, taking a step away from surgery for a minute and speaking to some of our allied specialties. as well as some episodes around sustainability in this time where climate change is at the forefront of our thoughts and our lives. It's important that we as surgeons reflect on what we can do from sustainability, not just from a climate point of view, but sustainability in all other aspects. We'll also preview the Chennai 2022 conference, which is titled The Essential Skills for 21st Century Surgeons. In addition, we'll hope to bring you some of the educational piece of this podcast in collaboration with some of the associations in terms of ACP, GBI for coloproctology, or just plastic surgery, pediatric surgery, and this will come over the next few months, as well as some revision material for the FRCS exam and the MRCS exam, which is currently in the pipeline. Finally, as always, it's great to hear from you, the listeners, and if you want to get in touch, you can do so either by sending me a message on Twitter, @Greg_Carter, or you can email the podcast at lts@rcsed.ac.uk. It'd be great to hear from you either about your thoughts on the podcast, but anything else that you want us to bring to you over the coming weeks and months. Until next time, stay safe and be kind.